Okay. It's Virgin Radio. According to some industry experts, the end could be near for bagged milk being sold in Canada. So let me walk you back to kind of the origin stories of it all and then where we are here to present day in 2024. So milk bags were first introduced in the 60s, and about 10 years later, Canada converted to the metric system. So that meant dairy producers, they had to replace and resize milk containers that were previously sold in imperial quarts. So changing a one-quart bag to a 1.3-liter bag was pretty seamless, so the three-quart bags of milk quickly became 4-liter bags across the country. Now, some provinces have backed out. So right now, it's pretty much Ontario, Quebec, and Atlantic region. The biggest people going, okay, so why? And that was a question even you asked, Benny. Like, yeah. What's the deal? Is it because of the waste, the plastic waste? No, I'm sure there's a part in there. I mean, I never wasted a milk bag in my entire childhood. That was my lunch bag.
Yeah, that one, but the little ones, because when you buy one, you're buying four.
Yeah, so handy. My Oma would always just cleanly cut the top off and put stuff and just roll it down and then clamp
really?
It.
Oh, okay. Well,
like a chip clip for stuff. The understanding, and this from milk producers, demand for large milk formats is declining due to smaller families, the increased variety, and the availability of now what they call dairy alternatives, your nut milks, your nut juices, all of that kind of stuff.
Soy milks. Okay.
Will you be okay in buying a couple of... I honestly like the ability to... You know, put a couple of claws into the bag when you're carrying it from the car. If your hands are full.
Yeah. Well, I always found too, because I remember reading forever ago that milk turns not necessarily due to heat, but because of light.
Right.
And so having it in a bag in the dark fridge was handy, because even when it was like not in the milk pourer thing, yeah. that carton. Then it would actually last longer that way. Whereas now, if you get the big jug and it's in there, every time you open the fridge, there's light coming to it, all that sort of thing. So I don't know what big of a difference that makes.
I don't care. I kind of do for cleanliness' sake. I have only ever experimented with the large jugs of milk.
Oh, yeah.
With catastrophic results with a 10-year-old who can't lift that weight over her own head.
That's what I was just going to say, too. Both my kids are relatively self-sufficient. They can cut the bags. Like, they can... deal with the milk bags from the very beginning to throwing it away. But yeah, trying a 4-liter jug that goes out of it, I don't know. That's going to be tough.
And the internet, not in love with this idea. They're asking, please don't take away bagged milk. Then another saying, oh, absolutely. Because here's the other side. If you get a bag of milk and it has some spilt milk on it,
ugh.
Or it... ugh. Covered in that milk residue.
The stank. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just need one bad bag to mess up that milk crate. We won't need milk crates any longer.
What am I going to hold my records in? Yeah. Oh, man.
Better stock up now. Make some friends at grocery stores.
Well, they'll be for sale pretty quick, I think.
Yeah. Damn it. Grocery stores with another revenue stream. Jeez, they made $1 million on milk crates this year.
Yeah, these free crates are going to cost $35 a piece, I'm sure. Yeah.
So it's not a sure thing, but they are leaning into it just simply based on we don't use as much, so maybe we just look at something different. Could you maybe like water, you bring in your own jugs? Huh?
Just right from the teat? You just fill it right up?
Go to the grocery store.
And they have...
Right, they've got a big holding tank.
Yeah,
they have milk on tap, like they do with some of that spring water. You could bring in like an antifreeze jug. Yeah. You could bring in a large Yeti. Or you rinse it out. A Gatorade cooler.
That's back better. To
your childhood. Yeah. Or the one from McDonald's used to hold all the orange drinks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.